Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The resounding message from the Browns vet was, you're the backup, you went in there, you're not the reason we lost. And there was an element of kumbaya after the loss that I think was the right tone of support, in the same way that it's been for Dylan Gabriel when he's had stinker performances.
Well, I did think a lot of Browns fans would find it refreshing. It doesn't make it easier on the loss or anything like that, or take away from the idea that he was not good at all in that game. The idea that he did at least stand up there and take accountability for it all. Mm-hmm. And he did. He said that was rough. Before we could even create narratives or do anything, he's like, that was rough. That wasn't a good game. And then I stood up, I apologized to the locker room, and he gets these type of moments more oftentimes than not.
Yeah, and I just think in general, like, every time you hear from the kid, he's just a nice kid.
Yeah.
Just a really... So, like, it's why when we've heard all these, oh, he's this, he's that, this boogeyman that they've turned this kid into, it's just the most ridiculous narrative, because I've never seen a shred of it other than... he's got a film crew that followed him around in training camp. Mm-hmm. Was that it?
Yeah,
was that the one?
I guess so.
Ah, what an awful person. But no, right. like the person that is Shador, which we saw sign countless autographs for an hour after mm-hmm. practice, that's the guy that showed up. And like, the reality is, I'll say this again, because there's just been so much noise around yesterday's game and so many victory laps. And by the way, whether it's Gabriel Gobblers or Shador people, like whatever it is, everybody seems to be missing the central point of this whole thing, and they're trying to pin blame. And it's like, guys, this season isn't really just about winning. It's about development, and it is about evaluation. And so the reality is, Shador was bad yesterday. Now you need to see, with a full week of practice, if he ends up being able to play, if Gabriel's still in the concussion protocol,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Now you need to see how much a full week of practice with ones and that taste of experience goes from here. Not every loss or not every quarterback change has to be met with this sky is falling Armageddon type approach in a season where I think the Browns knew when you and I knew that they weren't going to be very good this year.
I hope he gets that chance. I really do. I hope he gets a chance to play on Sunday and gets a chance to and not only have a redemption for himself, but have a whole week where it's him that is getting the reps and him getting the opportunities and then him getting some of the connections with guys like Jerry Jeudy and then getting a chance to go out there in a much better condition than what he was afforded for his first opportunity. I hope for his sake, because if not, and it goes back to Dylan, you do have to wonder, I don't know that the opportunity is going to strike twice, but also he'll be kicking himself. Like, that was his chance to, if he balls out in that game, Dylan Gabriel's no longer the starter anymore.
That is kind of why I thought he was so hard on himself after the game, including hanging his head on the bench, is I think he was worried that might be my only chance.
Might have been, and it really might have been. Like, if Dylan comes out of this concussion protocol, there's no reason why Stefanski wouldn't go back to Dylan, his pet project, and there's no reason why Shador wouldn't have to then just sit back and wait. I really... It got highlighted yesterday, Nick. I really don't think they wanted to play him at any point this season. I really don't. Mm-hmm. And like, I think Shador knows that, and I think there's why, especially in certain moments, you saw him play with, like, that pressure was there, and that pressure existed around himself. And so maybe it was just part of that idea, that he knew he had a half of a game to impress in a big way, to steal that job. And he just wasn't able to do it.
Well, we did have the Jason Lloyd report after the game that Kevin Stefanski had gone around to team officials and kind of prepped them for the idea that this would be a redshirt year for Shador, which probably throws more fuel in the fire of people who think it wasn't Kevin Stefanski's decision to turn him into the backup either.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, again, like, if you're the backup quarterback, you are exactly what happened yesterday. You're a hit away from being thrown in and then exactly into the spot that we are. So, like, if that report is true, then it would make you wonder why he was even the backup to begin with.
I just think when it comes back to it, like, even the conversation about, you know, Shador didn't get first team reps until literally yesterday. And, like, the response to it, which is, and a lot of very intelligent former backup quarterbacks, like Brian Hoyer, like, oh my gosh, Marty. Oh, Luke McCown, former Browns backup.
Luke McCown is very on Twitter these days.
He is.
That man's got thoughts on just about everything quarterbacks.
Well, because he's not a starting, or sorry, he's not a backup quarterback in the NFL anymore. He's got time. He's retired.
Is that what retired old retired quarterbacks do now?
I think
if they don't latch on to Fox or Twitter or anywhere or JTO Fox
Sullivan,
or CBS or one of these places.
Trent Dilfer is about to make a Twitter comeback. All of them. But what's funny about it is
you couldn't
even
have
that
pushed Jason McCourty out of the way and given a fourth person a part of that booth yesterday.
But like there's so many people weighing in on this Shador Dylan thing that have not been along for the ride.
Yeah,
and it's so funny like when and Luke speaking to the generality, which is, you know, when I was a backup quarterback or when I was a young quarterback, I didn't get those first team reps. The difference in that scenario is Dylan got them. Dylan got them, whether it was 10, 15, 20% of the reps when he was backing up Joe Flacco when the offense wasn't any good. So that all I think people are pointing out when they're pointing out, well, Shador didn't have any first team reps yesterday or before yesterday, and Dylan did get them when he was the backup. The reason why we're pointing that out is Dylan had first team reps going all the way back to the beginning of camp.
Well, you pointed out because it's not an equal footing situation. And I do think that is worth noting, even if the idea is that, like, Baker Mayfield, for instance, came into his first NFL start and had zero reps with the ones either. But, like, I mean, clearly, Shador, he needs that time. He likes that time with his receivers. Look at his receivers in college and the amount of time Travis Hunter was with him for all 4 years. Like they develop these type of the timing, the sense of, especially the style that Shador likes to play, too. Even, like, with Isaiah Bond, for instance, on that scramble where he rolled out and he's directing Bond to go. And I'm still convinced he threw the ball where he wanted to. Bond just didn't get over there enough is essentially what happened. Like, little things like that do take time. There's a reason why Varvadan was the guy that he went to on the side, because he had a lot of time with Varvadan. There's a reason why that's one of the best balls that he threw all day was that ball right in the chest of Varvadan.
And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that Isaiah Bond should not be out there on the field. As of yet, he's a nice young player. 216-474-0092. I guess we'll start here. Did the Browns set Shador up to fail? Very close to the sun there. Let's go with Dave in Seville. Welcome to the show, Dave in Seville.
Well, guys, this is the thing. Why don't we send Shador down to Cincinnati, see how he does, just like we did Joe? Because if he does good down there and he helps Cincinnati maybe get into the playoffs, we might get a one or a two pick.
Did you turn into a playoffs?
Playoffs? Playoffs?
By the way, Flacco stunk yesterday.
I know that, but he was doing good before, so now maybe they need a Shador to come down there to help them out.
All right, Dave, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for the suggestion. I don't think they will. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I can't remember what the darn site is, but they were talking about that. They were basically putting the O-line help, the tight end help, the wide receiver help, and the running back help.
It's PFF's it's an all-encompassing stat is what it is. It's the supporting cast rating is how they view it, right? And they rank you basically everything, and they put it all into one big measurement.
And the Browns were 32nd.
Yeah, and if you take a lot of the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Those metrics that we're talking about, like offensive line, for instance, obviously everyone that watches these games know we have the worst offensive line in the sport, but PFF's ratings, if you actually go by the numbers, you're 32nd. Like, I do this. I look at these things all day long. Like, you're 30, you're dead last. You're not even close. And so if you have a bad supporting cast, if you have a bad offensive line, like, if anything, I left that game not really thinking too much differently outside of it really went way worse than I thought it would. I have to stress that it went worse than I thought it would by a lot, but I almost felt more empathy for Dylan Gabriel out of the whole entire situation.
No, I did. The funny thing is I continue to just look at it and go, cause again, like when stuff like yesterday happens, right? The backup comes in and the backup does not play well, which again happens every weekend in the NFL. But, like, everybody wants to rush to blame. Blame Stefanski. Blame this guy. Blame Shador. But it's like they've got a bad offensive line. None of their weapons are really ready or will ever be ready. He didn't get any first-team reps, and that's not a slight. That's just a reality. And, by the way, he's a fifth-round rookie.
Like, it's also guys, one half of football, too. Well,
no, that's a great point, but I think my point is, like, guys, it's okay just to be like, it didn't play well, and look at all the things that have happened. This kind of makes sense. I don't know that yesterday is a day that we have to resort to the blame game. Whether it's if you're frustrated because they lost to the Ravens when you were up 16-10 when the kid went in, or whether you just didn't like the kid and thought he played like crap, so you want to take a victory lap. Like, I don't think this is that performance.
I don't think so either. And even just down to the pressure numbers. And I brought up the pressure numbers last week with Dylan. 25 total pressures in that Jets game. Like, the offensive line is not doing any quarterback that is out there any sort of favors. It just isn't.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Michael in Euclid. Welcome to the show, Michael.
If it's me, it's Hinkley.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping for Michael and Euclid, but we'll settle for Michael and Hinkley. There,
I was
Michael.
In Hinkley on Saturday. I went golfing in Hinkley.
Mm.
And then went to one of your fine Panda Expresses afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the call. I have a slightly different take on this whole thing. I'd like to comment on the Browns fans. I've been a fan since 70. I've been a season ticket holder for 20 years, so I think I'm in a position to make this comment. In all those years, I've only been embarrassed twice to be a Browns fan. The first time was when I watched the fans cheering Tim Couch as he laid injured on the field after giving his heart and soul to this team because they wanted him replaced by the backup. And yesterday when they were booing Dylan Gabriel, who was under the same difficult circumstances as Shador was in terms of the support he was getting in. And if we're going to be the greatest fan base in the world, we can't be booing our own players, especially when they're doing the best they can and they can't help it. So I was a little embarrassed by the way we treated Dylan yesterday. I wish the best for both players. I have no dog in this fight, but let's support them both. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Michael, real quick, how'd you feel when they cheered Deshaun's injury?
I didn't like that either. I don't like cheering any injury, especially your own players. You may not like them. You may not feel that they're benefiting the team, but they're out there, and it's their body that's hurting. So cheering an injury is the wrong thing to do. And booing somebody who's doing the best he can, you know, like I said, you can't call yourself a great fan base if you only cheer your team when they win.
Michael,
you got to be there all around.
Michael, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. I don't look at booing Dylan yesterday in the same way that I would look at cheering an injury. But
you pay your money, you get to boo.
What? And here's the other thing. I think whereas Shador, for some folks, represents hope, I think Dylan represents maybe the hubris of the Browns. And their thought, whether it's Stefanski, whether it's Barry, but just the idea that Dylan Gabriel would be a starting quarterback at any point in his NFL career, let alone five games into his career. It's funny, like, I don't think people are booing Dylan as much as they're booing what I think Dylan stands for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I get what you're saying, but I think they're also just, they are booing Dylan. I think they're done with Dylan. And again, the one of the takeaways I have from within yesterday's game is like, and Coach Riz was hammering this in the pregame. Coach Riz was just like, it comes down to the players. It's the environment that you're in. Like all these quarterbacks, you need something. You need some offensive line play. You need some wide receivers. You need some tight ends. Like you can't expect Tom Brady to go in there with this type of offense and have success. And it was very evident early on in watching Dylan and then watching Shador. Like maybe I had been a little too hard, even though I've never been a Dylan supporter. I don't think he's going to be anything great, but like, I don't know who would succeed with the setup that the Browns currently do have.
I just would like to point out that there are a lot of people. I honestly, if I'm Dylan Gabriel right now, I'm thanking God for how Shador looked
for
in
sure
that second half.
For sure you
because
are.
Because his QBR was 11.4
if Shador had lit it up. If Shador had lit it up, that would have been blouses on Dylan Gabriel's career potentially. That would have been it.
Oh, no, I just meant, like, people, Browns fans went from booing Dylan Gabriel, and again, because he had an 11.4 QBR, to being like, Dylan was in that game, we would have won the game. Okay. He was really bad, too, guys. Here's the
thing.
There
was a lot of quarterbacks. Lamar was bad yesterday, too, though. I mean, like, we saw some bad quarterback play all around yesterday. It was
J.J. McCarthy versus Caleb Williams. Good God.
I watched Sam Darnold throw four interceptions and still almost have a chance to win that game. Like, it was a bad quarterbacking day. But yesterday in Cleveland, it was 30-mile-per-hour winds. You had a lot of different factors at play that clearly weren't helping out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.